Vrbo makes it easy to claim your dream summer spot with early booking deals. From homes with pools to poolside loungers, when you book a Vrbo, you don't have to reserve any loungers. They're all yours. Get that early booking deal at Vrbo.com.
I'm a high note hitting songbird,
but I'm also a bird watching backpacker.
Oh, wood thrush, 3 o'clock.
Walmart has a wellness side too, with tons of things I need to feel good, from electrolytes to help keep me hydrated to soothing cough drops for after every show.
Oh man, how about waterproof boots, size 10?
They've got 500 million things online, on the app, and in store.
Really? Who knew? Okay, was that you or the birds?
Check out the wellness side of Walmart today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse for now. This is volume 2 of the Best of Mornings with Bart. So in 2012 to 2015, if we go on my career journey, that is where I was hosting a morning show at a music station in Fond du Lac. We're kind of like a mix, 99.1 The Mix, if you're in the Milwaukee area. WIXX is what I, you know, kind of try to steal my identity from with the station as well, except for all of the weird Audio Slave style rock they play. Not that it's, I remember articles written about WIXX, how they're a hot AC station, hot adult contemporary, like no other, because they play these weird rock songs. Because the Fox Valley, there is a certain valley, if you will, of rock that they like. Nothing too hard. I mean, we're not going Pantera. Nothing too indie. Not even like Arcade Fire-ish. We're going like Shinedown. We're going Nickelback. We're going Hinder, right down that avenue. So I was in music a decade ago now, and I wanted to share what I've saved, at least. I don't know if they were the best clips, but these are the ones I saved. There are 2 volumes. This is volume 2. So if you heard the first one, welcome back. If you're like, what is this? It's just old clips that I'm repackaging as a podcast. K107.1, without further ado, it's fun to say that again. K107.1. We play your music on K107.1.
It is time for The Trend on K107.1. Tracy from Lillian's The Hippie Shopping Town.
I'm doing jazz hands.
Town, 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 town. Nicole from Renaissance Fond du Lac, sweetheart. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good to have you guys. Can we flip the script for a second?
Absolutely.
Can I dole out the advice today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because there's a lot of sporting activities happening, and people wear sporting apparel.
I saw a lot of it on Saturday evening.
Oh, and you should.
A lot of red, a lot of red.
But there's a lot of things that people are doing that they shouldn't be doing when it comes to sporting apparel for your favorite team.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What you shouldn't do when you do wear sporting apparel is you can wear like, all right, so Badgers play. I can wear a Badger hat and a Badger shirt game day only. Game day only. If you're going to the game or watching the game somewhere. Do you know what I'm saying?
So if I was just going to the grocery store, I couldn't have a Badger hat
right.
and a sweatshirt. That'd be like too much.
Like today. They don't play today.
Okay.
If you wore a Badger shirt and a Badger hat today, that's dumb.
Really?
Both?
I disagree.
Why? You only wear them on game day if you're going to the game.
But I see people do it with Packers all the time.
And they're doing it wrong.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't know there were rules. You have to save your apparel for game day.
You don't have to save your apparel for game day. You can't wear the combo.
Okay.
You can wear a Badger sweatshirt today.
It's all coming together for me, right? Yes, and I would agree.
You can wear a Badger hat any day.
I agree.
But you can't wear both.
You can't be head to toe, no.
Unless it's game day.
I agree.
So sweatshirt okay, hat okay, both is bad.
I agree.
All right.
Could you wear like a Badger hat and a Packer sweatshirt?
No.
No.
No, no, no,
no. No. You pick a team and you stick with that team for that day. Now, if like the Brewers are playing on the same day that the Packers are playing and you go to the Brewer game, I don't You can wear a Rodgers jersey and a Brewers cap. That's completely different. Again,
really?
This is a game day situation.
I'm so different.
I'm so stressed out.
This is a game day situation. Game day situations are very different.
Oh, okay. You're saying it's okay on game day to mix and match.
Game day if you're at the game. If you're at the game. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, there is something about wearing the certain team in season. So, like, it's really weird, but I can wear, you can wear a Brewer shirt pretty much any time all year round. Bucks as well. But it does, it is tacky to wear a Packer clothes in the summer. That is not acceptable.
Really? What if you're just a super fan and you just, you know?
It's just tacky.
Okay.
I think if you have the right weight, I have a lightweight Packer zip up that I wear.
It doesn't look right.
Whenever,
I'm telling you. It doesn't look right.
If it pertains to the season, it would be different if I came along in a big bulky Packer sweatshirt or a bulky jacket.
Or the 1995 NFC Central Championship
Those
that
have
everybody
to go.
Seems to still have. That was 19 years ago, and nobody is wearing that ironically, first of all. So I'm saying one piece of clothing if it's not game day. Secondly, wear your clothes in season.
But why is it okay to wear a Bucks or a Brewers jersey?
It's just different.
How?
Not a jersey.
Or a paraphernalia or whatever you want to call it.
I don't know, but it's just
different.
I need
some explanation
behind
this.
It's just different.
You are not making sense
right now.
Just
look at it and it's different.
I just keep thinking of white shoes. This is just like the white shoes. When do I wear white shoes? Can I wear them now? Can I not? This is stressing me out.
It's just different. Trust me. Thirdly, if you're a girl and you want to know what the best thing to wear is to impress a guy, it's a baseball jersey shirt.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, that's great advice.
A baseball jersey shirt.
I'm going to go out today and get one.
Get a Ryan Braun baseball jersey shirt. And then if you wear, like, short shorts and long Brewer socks and some of that eye makeup, oh, my God, that's the best you can look as a girl at a game. That's the best you can look. There's nothing better.
Alrighty then.
Mornings with Bart on K107.1. Wade Bates stopping by from the Breakfast Club over on KFIZ. Wade, I just needed to gloat a little bit. I got recognized this morning.
Bart's a celebrity.
I got recognized when I went to the gas station
Did
today.
You say, hey, are you Bart Winkler? You're that guy on the radio that entertains me every morning.
No. Actually... So I went there,
okay.
And I checked out my items, my Mountain Dew Kickstart, of course, and then...
I need one of those this morning.
The price went up on them.
Did it? Must be because of the
economy.
They
were 99 cents, now they're like a buck and a half, so they baited you in, and now they're more. But the lady's like, where do you work? And I'm like, K107? And she's like, oh... I thought you were a secret shopper. I saw you at Walmart.
You're like, what? Do you deny it?
And so I could have been like, oh, must have been someone that looked like me. But it was me. It was definitely me. Remember when I downloaded that gym? It's
yes.
called Gym Pact. And I tried to scam to make money online on an app. So then I was trying to find some other apps to make money, just some extra bucks.
Okay.
And there's one that you like become a secret shopper and you... You go to like a Walmart and you take pictures of things, like how the items are stacked and if they have certain
sure.
products. And I was doing that and I went there and I was trying to be secretive and I was taking pictures and it was really awkward and I'm never going to do it again. I made $5.
You made $5?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
But she recognized me from that. And I saw her there when I was there and I tried to not make contact.
Okay.
So I just feel like... I feel like this is it. This is the low point of my life.
It's not a low point of your life. It's
I got recognized for being a secret shopper.
You say get recognized saying, hey, didn't I see you at the post office on the wanted posters?
Wait, I got recognized as a secret shopper
not
to
Bart
make
$5 Winkler, radio celebrity.
As an app.
I don't know how to describe that, Bart, but I'm so proud of you that somebody recognized you. You know, doesn't it help your ego a little bit that they recognized you enough to figure out what's going on there?
No, it makes me feel terrible.
I want to know how to make this happen because I need a little extra cash. I'm saving for college for three young ladies.
The app I downloaded is called Easy Ship.
And it's legit? And you know they're going to pay you?
Hmm?
You know they're going to pay you?
They already did.
Oh, really? You got paid right away? Just by taking a picture at a store? And you have to, like, show her something set up? Or what do you need to do?
No, you go. It's like 20 questions you need to do.
Oh.
So they'll say, like, what's on there right now? I think it's a soup display or a mac and cheese display.
Well, how did this lady know you were a secret shopper? Shouldn't you know you just weren't texting your friends on your phone?
Because the way that I was acting, I was very...
You were doing it discreetly?
I was trying to be so discreet that I actually made myself noticeable.
So it was the...
And I was just taking pictures of things.
Oh, well, you were taking pictures. So then do they tell you to, like, look at the display? Is it in the right spot?
Yeah, take a picture of this display. Take a picture of Kraft mac and cheese. Do they have Kraft mac and cheese, original, tomato, you know, all this stuff like that.
Oh.
And then you do about 20 pictures. It took me about a half hour, and I got $5. And then I got recognized.
Well, congratulations. I'm proud of you.
Now, when you were younger, one of the things I always liked to do on my birthday, I was a single man. I like to go out.
Right.
And I like to use the birthday as a reason to talk to girls.
Okay.
I wasn't very good at going to places and talking to girls. I needed a reason. I needed an excuse. So if I was the birthday boy, I felt I had a little more confidence. And
no, sure.
Yeah. And I wanted to kind of, right now, if I could just take a couple minutes to see if some of the pickup lines that I used then would work now.
Okay, because it wasn't that long ago that I was single, so.
Yeah, and same with me. So I wanted to see if I brought some of the... Let me set the mood here real quick. Okay. Just set the mood. All right. Let me know if this would work or not. Okay. Hey, baby. What's your sign?
Probably not.
No?
But I would answer. But I would answer.
What would work? What would you answer? You'd answer
your sign? I would tell the truth.
Oh, okay.
And then that would lead into hey, it's my birthday.
Oh, okay. How about this one? Goofy looking guy comes up to you. He says, pardon me, I seem to have lost my phone number. Can I borrow yours? Would that work?
He's goofy looking?
Well, it's me.
Oh, it's you? Well, I'd say...
Pardon me, I seem to have lost my phone number.
I would probably just laugh.
Can I borrow yours? So that's good.
But I was never rude to men.
That's a good one.
I was never rude to men.
Okay.
Never.
All right. You must be a broom because you're sweeping me off my feet. Would that work?
It would be flattering.
Okay. Do you have a license? Because you're driving me crazy.
That would also work.
What's the best one so far?
I like the driving me crazy one.
I've got a thirst, baby, and you look like my Gatorade.
No.
Bad?
Bad.
Are you lost because heaven's a long way from here?
That's the reaction those would get.
Are you religious? Because you're the answer to all my prayers, baby.
Oh,
are any of these working on you?
Well, you know, they're conversation starters, I guess. It depends who you are. You know, you can't be rude to people just because they approach you to talk to you. Do you know what I mean?
Can I take your picture? I want Santa to know exactly what I want for Christmas this year. two more I used quite a bit. Do you believe in love at first sight? Or should I walk by again?
Oh.
That's a good one. That one got you. That one got you a little bit. You're intrigued now. You want to know more about me, I can see. Well, here I am. What were your other two wishes?
That one's not good because that one says I'm really arrogant.
You are hooked. All right.
Don't like arrogance.
You like, do you believe in love at first sight or should I walk by again?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
All right. I will hopefully never need to know that, but I'll keep that in mind. MJ, thank you for letting me do that. Those are actually the 10 worst pickup lines of all time, according to Match.com.
Yeah, but again, you know, if somebody approaches you and has something to say, you should never be rude to them. You know what I mean?
I actually never approach girls. I'm not sure how
just
I have
be
a girlfriend.
Friendly.
I don't know what happened.
Just be friendly. Let them talk. Maybe they're not jerks.
Yeah.
Give them the benefit of the doubt.
Well, there you go. You never know.
That's right.
You never know.
The Who's Down in Who Newville were making their list, but some didn't know. Walmart has the best brands for their gifts.
What about toys? Do they have brands kids have been wanting all year?
Yep, Barbie, Tonys, and Lego.
Gifts that will make them all cheer.
Do you mean they have all the brands I adore?
They have Nintendo, Nespresso, Apple, and more.
What about...
So the Who answered questions from friends till they were blue. Each one listened and shouted, from Walmart? Who knew? Shop gifts from top brands for everyone on your list in the Walmart app.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
And Mornings with Bart continues. We have thanks to our friends at Rocket Fizz. Rocket Fizz, guys, is a company. They don't have any locations near Wisconsin. Their closest one coming soon to Indianapolis, but they specialize in different kind of flavored sodas. So we all know and love Ferris Gourmet Popcorn and Treats. What they've done is taken some of your favorite flavors and put them into popcorn, which has been delicious. Now imagine doing that as a soda, which is what we have here today. They sent us a six-pack, and we're going to try some. Scott Frisetto is here, who...
I'm just.
This is your biggest fear, trying and tasting new things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this... I might have a panic attack.
I
on
think
air.
He's going to start to cry. We better get some tissues for Scotty.
Well, we have a bucket.
Yeah, just in case.
It.
Thank you.
Wade Bates is in here from KFIZ. Wade.
I'm excited. I didn't realize we were getting the whole plethora of sodas from Rocket Fizz. I know we had talked right when you saw the ad for the Buffalo Wing soda, and that's what got me fired up, Bart. But I'm kind of nervous about some of these other flavors we're going to be talking about.
Dawn, also with us here this morning. Dawn,
yeah.
Your thoughts, you see the arrangement in front of you.
I am going to man up, as I put it, and try all of them, even though I'm very frightened and should not have taken a smell of one of them. That's all I'm going
to
say.
So, again, thanks to our friends from Rocket Fizz. Lester's Fixins is the kind of brand of soda here. So the first one I want you to try is the peanut butter
and jelly.
The peanut butter and jelly
okay.
one.
Okay. Ready?
Now it's peanut butter. So are we all doing this together?
One. Yep. One.
Okay. This one smells like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It's peanut butter and jelly
as
a soda.
And I had PB&J every meal from kindergarten through eighth grade.
I do not like a peanut butter and jelly at all.
I don't need
going.
Anything.
Okay,
okay,
let's
ready?
Try it.
Let's
peanut butter and jelly soda.
It tastes like a PB&J in my mouth.
It does. And it's
actually really
even,
good.
It even tastes like the bread.
There's bread in there.
Yes.
I know.
It tastes like bread.
Yes.
I'm going to finish my cup here.
I am actually too.
Scott, you're finishing?
Take one more sip.
All right, I will.
PB&J, this is fabulous, I can tell you.
So that one's pretty good.
Peanut butter and jelly soda.
You would drink that? I got... Nope.
No.
Would you drink like a six-pack of it or just one?
No, one of those things, if it's out and about, it's not like over Memorial Day weekend. I think it had like eight Cherry Cokes.
I wonder if you can mix that with anything.
Look at old Putzy over there. It's already down in the water.
I have to clean my palate.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, right.
It's cleansing his palate.
So that one, we're still all doing well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And actually,
okay.
Wade and I like that one.
Right, yeah. No.
I don't really like peanut butter and jelly
neither,
sandwiches.
No, me either.
But the soda.
It was a party in your mouth.
It's okay. I mean, I wouldn't die if someone said you had to drink the whole bottle. Okay, fine. I'd drink the whole bottle.
I wouldn't.
Okay, how about next up we have the pumpkin pie. This is pumpkin pie, thanks to our friends at Rocket Fizz.
And another thing I don't eat, pumpkin pie.
I don't eat pumpkin pie.
It smells
either.
Cinnamony.
No. Oh, it smells like a really good pumpkin pie candle.
Yeah,
and you
does.
Can check this out, rocketfizz.com.
Ready? Oh, Wade's already. Here we go.
Not horrible.
Pumpkin pie.
Oh,
it tastes like
pumpkin.
It feels like Thanksgiving.
Actually, this would be good, like warm.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't like this one as much.
If I could get a turkey leg brand of soda mixed with this, it'd be like Thanksgiving every day.
Mashed potato and gravy.
I am not going to chug this one, Bart.
I like this one.
Yeah.
Okay. So
cinnamony.
That one.
Very cinnamon.
For those of you that know chai tea with with pumpkin with a spice, it sort of tastes like chai tea with spice.
I don't know. I like the peanut butter and jelly so far better.
No.
No.
Okay. Next up, we have coffee soda.
I hate coffee.
Here's a question,
guys. How's your stomach doing?
I have never tasted coffee in my life, and I've made it a pact that I was never going to drink coffee my entire life.
Yeah.
Is this gonna ruin the streak?
No.
If it is, I'm not going
to. No, it's not real.
It's not coffee.
It doesn't count.
This is soda. Mm-hmm.
You've had
coffee-flavored,
like a Guinness?
Oh, my God.
Nothing.
Nothing. I hate
coffee-flavored candy?
No.
No.
Ew.
I like the smell of it. I don't like the taste
afraid.
Of coffee.
This
I don't
is
know
coffee
what this
flavored
is.
Soda.
This is coffee flavored soda
I'm
from
nervous.
Our friends at Rocket Fizz. RocketFizz.com.
I'm scared.
Oh my God.
It's like somebody's bad breath after they've had coffee. That's what it tastes
like. It's not that bad.
Scott!
This one isn't that bad.
Oh, my God. My hairs are standing
Wade's
up.
Wade's never had that taste before in his
Me
life.
Me either. I've never had coffee either.
Is that what coffee tastes
is
like?
Is this what coffee tastes like?
Does
I don't
it?
Drink coffee.
Bart?
If it is, I might start drinking coffee.
This tastes better than coffee.
My stomach is now queasy, guys.
It tastes better?
This tastes better than coffee.
I was
coffee
excited for the wings that were coming up here.
No, that's
right
good.
Now. I think I'm going to yak.
Yeah, that's good.
Are you okay?
Here's the garbage can.
Because I know what's coming up next, too, which makes it even worse.
We have sweet corn bacon, and the whole reason that we're doing this buffalo wing soda.
I'm afraid.
We'll give Wade a minute or two here. We'll take a quick break. We're going to come on back. Our panel, Dawn, Wade, Scott, we're going to finish the six-pack of Rocket Fizz soda. Thanks to our friends at RocketFizz.com. More of your music on the way. More soda to try next on K107.1. The great soda tasting test continues here on Mornings with Bart. Wade Bates from KFIZ's The Breakfast Club coming over here. How's the rest of your show going?
I would say I put a couple things on tape because I knew this was coming up.
Scott Forsetto in from the second shift, who you look very pale right now.
This is torture for me. I'm
you,
not.
You just
used
have
to,
a phobia of tasting things.
It's
that
a
you have
phobia
never
of
tried.
Tasting things. Yeah, they taste fine, but I'm afraid to do that.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm kind of in Scott's boat too, though, because I'm a restaurant guy where I'll order the same thing at the restaurant every single time.
Exactly.
And liquids, I'm kind of really queasy about. And that the coffee, I actually had to go get a drink of water. I'm not gonna lie during the song. I actually had to go get a drink of water.
I'm still.
Scott said it was like when he tried to make root beer. For the first time.
That's what
no,
it smelled like. It was pretty awful.
It was like somebody's bad breath after they've had a whole cup of coffee in the morning. That's what it tasted like, seriously.
Well, you may not like all of them. You can try these for yourself, RocketFizz.com.
Scott and I might fight over the pumpkin pie one.
That was I liked the pumpkin a lot.
That was good.
And these are interestingly flavored sodas. Okay, next one. Scott, you might like this one. You love bacon.
I love bacon. I'm excited for this.
You've been trying to get Jeff Ferris over at Ferris Gourmet Popcorn to make you a bacon popcorn for
yes,
a while.
Bacon cheeseburger.
And, bacon cheese. Bacon cheddar.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah,
bacon
okay.
cheddar.
So good.
All right, so this is bacon soda.
That's a weird smell.
It smells like crispy
not,
bacon.
It does. We should not have swallowed it. Smelt it.
It smells like car exhaust.
It's not too bad.
It's like hickory smoke.
Yeah, it tastes like bacon. It tastes like say if you overcook your bacon and it's really crispy, it's that taste that's left
in your mouth after.
Which is acceptable. I'm not gonna be drinking a whole bottle of it, but
Bart's not real fond.
Do you want
some of my water, honey?
Yeah.
I would pour this on like a sandwich.
Yeah.
Like douse this in the sandwich or cook like
here, have some water, honey.
It
here
tastes
you go.
Like fake bacon bits? Like
yes,
bagels?
It does.
Exactly.
Yes,
that's exactly.
The little crunchy dried up bacon bits.
Yeah, that's nasty.
And you know what? This would be okay if you like had biscuits in the morning and you wanted to have a little bacon without all the calories. You could dip your biscuit in that.
Look
I used to do that.
Get
I used to go to.
I love bacon. That leaves a taste in your mouth, too.
It does.
You know.
Yeah. I go to Jimmy John's usually for lunch on Wednesdays.
Yep.
Get the Club Lulu with bacon.
Yeah, me too.
No bacon on there today. Got my fill of bacon for the morning.
Yeah, Scott, I'm really proud of you.
I need more of the pumpkin.
You're doing
to clean
a good
everything.
Job.
The whole reason that we are trying this little experiment is because Wade and I, buffalo connoisseurs.
Yes, if it's got wing sauce on it, I am eating it.
I like
guess
wings
drinking
too.
It now too.
I had a buffalo sub the other day. My girlfriend made me buffalo chicken tacos on Sunday.
Oh, I want that recipe.
We even got a local establishment to make us buffalo chicken wraps, and they weren't even on the menu.
Yes.
That's how into it we are.
Yeah, we are into it.
I
okay.
want that recipe.
I'm afraid of buffalo. This is one of the foods where like I'm supposed to like because I'm a guy and I like
did
sports.
Buffalo wing soda.
Are we smelling it first?
I don't know if it's hot, if it's mild. If it's...
Oh, boy.
I waited for you to drink.
I'm not getting anything out of it.
No.
Oh, but it's got an aftertaste. It's got a kick.
It does?
Yes.
I have a really strong palate for spicy food.
I didn't get anything at first, but now I'm getting a
little
bit of spice.
I gotta drink some more. I'm drinking some more.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, it doesn't really taste like a buffalo wing.
No,
no.
But you get a little bit of spice, I think, at the end, after it's been in your mouth a while. You're feeling it on your lips.
No.
I'm not.
I don't know what buffalo wings taste like because I don't
eat them.
It's like
orange soda. Yeah.
It is. I was expecting way worse. And
no, there's like a meaty flavor to it.
It's got a little bit to it. Chickeny. Chickeny meat.
I actually took three swallows of that one and still not feeling it.
So,
okay, orange soda. I would actually drink that and not be too
grossed out.
Yeah, because it's
not bad.
I wish there was more buffalo wing to it.
Yes, it could have a little more zing to it. Yep.
Okay, let me open this bottle.
I'm scared. This is the one I'm physically scared about.
So am I.
Me too.
And I haven't cleansed my palate yet. I'm the only one that has not drank the water after. I'm really manning up big time here.
You can smell this one.
I don't even
want to.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Just wait.
All right, this is sweet corn soda.
Sweet corn.
And I want to say thank you so much at Rocket Fizz, but oh, my God, does this smell potent.
Oh, Wade's already wheeling his
Who's
going to
drink it first?
I'll go for it first. Ready? Here
no,
I go.
No, we should all.
Okay, all at
right.
once. All
one,
for one and one
two,
for all.
Three.
Four Musketeers.
That wasn't the worst.
No.
It tastes sweet.
It's
like corn.
Here's what it
He's
is.
Gonna get.
If you go down to the grocery store and you open up a can of sweet corn, and then you add fizz to the juice that's in it. That is what I just tasted.
Yes.
Yeah. I couldn't swallow it.
The second time's not good.
No.
Don't do it again.
Don't drink it twice.
Don't do it
when
again.
When you put the cup up to your face,
ugh,
and then your nose is just about to hit it.
It gives you goosebumps. I'm not going to lie.
That would not be good. So I would not recommend the sweet corn soda.
You can taste the butter.
Yeah.
It's got a little buttery flavor
to it.
It's
sweet too, so.
You're drinking butter.
Yeah.
I don't.
Drinking butter.
Okay, I'm going. Which one? Okay, now that we've tried them all, which one would you go back and drink, Bart?
The pump.
No, I like the peanut butter and jelly as far as the legit soda. The coffee wasn't that bad. The buffalo wing doesn't really taste like buffalo wings as much as I thought it would. There's a little meaty texture in there, but I would say I would say
taste.
PB and jelly or pumpkin pie.
Here's how I would rate them. I'm trying to arrange my cups.
Okay.
PB and J number one. I'll have to slot the pumpkin pie second. Bacon third. I'll put wings fourth. Coffee will be fifth, and then I'll have to put that. I don't even know if I can put the sweet corn on my list because
somebody mix them all together and then drink it.
No,
should I?
I'll do that.
I will.
Are you gonna?
I don't have any PB and J.
Hey, I have PB and J left.
I drank all that.
Here's
drank
my PB
all
and
that.
J.
I drank. Oh my goodness! You have some PB and J,
Scott.
Are you
doing this too, Scott?
Heck no.
Oh.
This is the one thing that I won't do.
We need to mix it up.
You pay me $8 million.
Where's my mixer?
I don't mix food. All my food has to.
I don't think I can do it.
I'm going to try to.
All my food has to stay segregated on my plate. Come on, Wade.
Should I close my nose?
No, because then you can't taste it.
I can't do it
either.
I'll
do it. Give it here.
Dawn's going to do it.
For God's sake. Oh.
The face she made, everyone. She's still making a face.
I'm one of those stupid people
buffalo
that
wing,
goes
pumpkin,
on a dare.
Bacon, corn, coffee, and peanut butter and jelly all mixed into one.
That is the most disgusting thing.
Can I take this around the office and see if anybody will drink this?
No.
Say here's a cup. Take a taste.
Yeah, say it's tea or something.
I
it looks
got
like
my,
tea.
Yeah, I'm like wiggling my legs.
Oh, the corn is still in my
it
mouth.
It is. Okay.
It is. Some of this is good. Some of it
the
I would never drink again.
The pumpkin I would buy.
It's time for me to cleanse my palate. I have to.
I would
it.
Buy the pumpkin stuff.
RocketFizz.com. Thanks to our friends there. More of your music coming up. Q107.1. And Mornings with Bart continues. We're joined on the phone now by Ryan Morgan. And Ryan's the one, or at least someone who had a part in our little soda experiment yesterday. Dawn's with me here this morning as well. We had the buffalo wing soda, the bacon soda. We tried the coffee soda, peanut butter and jelly.
Sweet corn.
Yeah. And the pumpkin pie. Ryan, why get these flavors and put them into a soda? Was there a demand for this, or how did this all come about?
We just wanted to have some fun with soda. I mean, there's not that many flavors out there to choose from. We wanted to really just leave the reservation and let people try some stuff that you can't find anywhere. And actually, just like you're saying, there's really no reason these flavors to be around. They're just bizarre.
Was this, this wasn't like a bunch of guys that got together, were drinking one night and said, let's develop some really odd flavors of soda?
What it is it's two guys, two friends, and that's Robert Powell. He's my business partner. Him and I just, we've got a sarcastic manner to us either way, and we just decided to just see what people are willing to stand, you know, with the flavors. So that's kind of where we conceived this, but it was definitely conceived, you know, having some beers, you know, around
yeah.
dinner or something.
Okay, good. Then I got the right impression.
Talking with Ryan Morgan, one of the co-founders at Rocket Fizz Soda Pop and Candy Shops. This is the soda that we were trying yesterday, and we got some positive response. What did you like? Because I like the peanut butter and jelly. Wasn't bad.
Pumpkin pie.
Could
definitely drink that. I can tell you right now, just the thought of putting that sweet corn cup up to my lips is still putting my hairs up.
Well, you know what's funny is the overall, we've had the best response from the corn, believe it or not, sweet corn. Either you're terrified of it, or you take it for what it is, and it's definitely sweet corn.
It is.
There's an aroma to it that is still, you know, that's very similar to corn, but yeah, that might be what makes people just, you know, their brain just recoils and says that can't be what it is, and I'm not really gonna put that down, am I? You know,
yeah.
So it might be a reaction, a knee jerk reaction.
Yeah, and the thing I wanted to tell you guys is that, you know, thinking about drinking this and smelling, my sense of smell is huge for me. So what I really thought was cool is when you drank the peanut butter and jelly, you also got like that hint of bread. So it wasn't just a couple of, you know, peanut butter mixed with some flavored fruit. There's really, I'm guessing, and you can maybe inform us a little bit more, a lot more into it than just throwing some peanut butter and jelly flavoring in there, like the bread thought. Or even when we did the buffalo wing, we almost tasted a poultry meat type scent or flavor.
So it's interesting, and this is pretty cool too to know about yourself. Your brain actually will try and identify things that aren't there sometimes. And for instance, you were just talking about the chicken wing. I couldn't get a meat flavor to take on that soda without making the soda taste real bad. So they're actually, we removed the meat flavor from it, but your brain will try and identify things. And it does it with me too, because when I finaled that flavor, when I finally said, hey, this is where I'm going to go with it, you know, in my mind, I could still taste that meat in there, but it really is a mind trick. It's kind of fun. But peanut butter and jelly, that one is dead on. It actually has a piece of every flavor of that sandwich in there. And going a little further on that, we probably own, we own about 100 flavors. We've been developing them for about a year and a half. And some combinations of sodas, so we might have a flavor like that peanut butter and jelly. We had a jelly flavor. And then we did a peanut butter soda, and we mixed the two, and they both combined well. And then we also had a bread flavor that we had used for another, like, s'mores soda that we have. So,
I don't know if you want to. I don't know if you want to market this one, but actually, at the end, we took all six together of the samples we had, and Dawn actually drank that.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was, you know, I'm one of those gals that, you know, you're at a party and who's going to try this freaky shot of whatever. I was always the one that would do that because I have a trouble backing down on a dare. And that's kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't so good. Let's just put it that way.
No, I can only imagine. I mean, there's cayenne that we have in that that chicken wing flavor, and that's not going to go with peanut butter and jelly.
No, not so good. Maybe with the sweet corn, you know, that might not have been bad. Maybe taking a few of those. Can you tell me what you feel is the most bizarre bottled soda that you have?
Well, the most bizarre is yet to come. I've been working on it for about 2 years, and I can't say it out loud because I don't want anybody else attempting it.
Sure.
But it's definitely a vegetable, and it's a green vegetable. And the hardest part about doing these kinds of flavors is making it translate with sugar involved, because every one of these sodas has to have sugar in it to make it work.
Right.
And the vegetables, let's just say broccoli. I'm not making broccoli, but there's no real sugar flavor in broccoli. There's no real sugar flavor in it, so it's hard to translate it to a soda. But what's funny is, you know, you guys didn't bring up bacon. That's my number one seller overall. That actually tastes exactly like bacon if you add salt to it. But you can't keep the carbonation without the sodium.
Sure.
So you pull some you put sodium in, it takes away the carbonation.
Okay.
But the craziest flavor by far, I mean, thus far, is that bacon flavor. That one's just crazy. You know, it took us about a year and a half to develop that thing. And then, you know, we still get a lot of reviews that say, this is terrible, it tastes nothing like bacon. But the fact is, I don't think you can get any closer with the soda.
Yeah, it definitely tasted like bacon. I'm giving you that one. Absolutely.
We tried this yesterday, and already people have texted and emailed and said, well, I want to try some of this. How can people obtain some of the soda from you guys at Rocket Fizz?
Well, right now, the way this is working, you know, we do not sell outside of our franchise stores. And we do that as a courtesy to our shop owners to make sure they're cool. able to make maximum sales. We do have outside customers that carry it outside of Rocket Fizz. There is a few in Wisconsin. And then you can also Google, you know, on the internet, look for Lester's Bacon Soda. You might find the ones that I'm talking about in Wisconsin.
Well, hey, Ryan, we appreciate that you guys sent us some. It was interesting. Again, some better than others. I do look forward to having some again, but I'm not ever having the corn again.
Yeah, well, I can tell you right now, I learned a lot about my colleagues and what kind of putzes some of them are. Because the boys, it was me and all the guys, and they had like a garbage can next to them in case they didn't. And I'm like, come on.
Sissies.
But they were definitely sissies. Yeah, there's a better word that you can't use on the radio, trust me. But we all did find a favorite, and I will have to say out of that grouping, pumpkin pie was really yummy. And I don't eat pumpkin pie, so.
That is a great soda. And I'm going to send you guys a bunch of glow-in-the-dark alien sodas that I just came out with.
Oh, nice.
They're really interesting to look at, but are definitely a bizarre group of flavors. So,
cool.
Yeah, I'll send that to you guys this week and try them out.
Wonderful.
Well, hey, Ryan, thanks a lot. Cool. We appreciate your time.
Okay, great. Thanks. You guys for having me on.
And we got your music connection this morning, joined on the K-Lines by Joan Osborne. You may know her from the hit song One of Us back in the mid-90s. And Joan, I don't know if your album Relish was intended for maybe a 13-year-old boy and his 11-year-old brother, but that was one of the CDs that we listened to quite a bit when we were growing up. So thank you for
that's
that.
Great. What a great I love that story. You know, I'm not sure I intended it for anybody in particular, but probably 11-year-old and 13-year-old boys weren't really my target audience, but I love that you picked up on it at that age. That's great.
That had to be a crazy time for you. The record was going gold. You have a huge smash hit. What was that experience like when you were involved in that song?
Well, you know, it was incredibly gratifying for sure to, you know, to have been part of creating something that, you know, meant a lot to so many people, and, you know, ultimately went on to sell millions of copies, and it was very gratifying. It was also pretty exhausting and pretty full on, and I think, you know, that being in that situation, you know, while you are very happy that it's happening, it does take a lot out of you. So I don't miss that level of attention and spotlight for sure.
You haven't gotten away from music at all. A lot of albums that you've put out since then. What have you been kind of looking for as far as the kinds of records that you wanted to put out since your success in the mid-90s?
Well, I mean, I love all different kinds of music, and I've been really fortunate to be welcomed into a lot of different musical worlds and musical communities. I mean, I was able to work with the Funk Brothers, who were the, you know, original Motown studio artists, and do a film with them and record with them and do some touring with them, so that was an amazing experience. I was able to sing with the Dead and go on tour as a singer with the Dead and get involved in all of that scene and, you know, play in front of those incredible, devoted fans and learn all those wonderful songs that they have in their catalog, records like American Beauty, and, you know, those are amazing records, great songwriting. And then I've also put out a lot of, you know, my own records and have done things that have country influence and things that have soul influence and things that are more pop music. So I don't feel like there's any need to really limit myself. I mean, I love all different kinds of music, and I just try to follow my heart in the moment and do what seems like the right thing in the moment.
Tell us more about Bring It Home, your latest recording, kind of a bluesy R&B type of album that you're putting out now.
Yeah, well, it is. It's called Bring It On Home, and it is actually blues and R&B and soul covers from people like Muddy Waters, Ike and Tina Turner, Al Green, Alan Toussaint, you know, a lot of different writers. And this was something that, it was actually not my idea. It was something that I was approached to do by the people at Sorrel Road Records. They also represent the Five Blind Boys of Alabama, this great gospel group. And I had been doing some singing with the Five Blind Boys, and the people at Sorrel Road approached me and said, we love the way you do this music, this very raw, soulful stuff. Would you consider doing a record of covers for us? And so that's how the project was born. They actually brought the idea to me. And, you know, at first I was kind of more interested in some of the original music that I was working on at the time, but the idea really just sort of took root in my mind, and I kept thinking more and more, wow, wouldn't it be great to do this song or cover that song, or maybe I could try this tune but put a little twist on it. And I just realized that it was something that I wanted to do, so I ended up calling them back and saying, if you guys are still interested, let's do it.
So the new recording, Bring It On Home, it's cool to see you keep making new music, especially with how many different genres that you've hit since you first came on the scene in the mid-90s. Do people still ask for those kind of songs, though, the songs off that CD, Relish?
Oh, yeah, sure. I tour live all the time, and I go all over the place, and people definitely still like to hear the Relish songs, and I still like to play them. We took a lot of time putting that record together, myself and the people that I was collaborating with, and you know, we really took our time and really went over every second of that to try to make it something special. So I think for me that is really apparent now, because I don't get tired of singing those songs, and people certainly don't get tired of hearing them. So it's a great legacy to have as a performer.
And the fact that they covered you on Glee now only adds to your legacy, I would think, right?
Yeah, plus it gives me a lot of cred with my college-age nieces. They were very impressed by that. So now I'm the coolest auntie in the world.
The new album, Bring It On Home. Joan Osborne, thanks so much for your time this morning, and best of luck down the road.
Thank you so much, Bart.
Need some advice?
Yes, please.
Nowhere else to turn?
Yes!
Swallow your pride and come to us. Here's another edition of Ask Bart.
And Wade Bates, of course, in with us from the Breakfast Club over at KFIZ. How'd the show go over there today?
I would give myself today a B+.
A B+?
B+.
Above average?
I was way above average today, I think.
Oh, good for you. Well, thanks for coming
in
here.
For me, average is always pretty high up there.
Right. Right. Wade Bates.
Always a room for improvement, though.
In studio. Wade, actually, now you know you can email me, bart@k107.com, if you have something that you'd like us to talk about, give advice on. Today, actually, someone hit me up in my personal email. Says, Bart, I'm a little upset with you and this whole don't leave a voicemail thing.
It's unbelievable.
Why do you have to be so irrational about a stupid little thing? The thing that they're talking about is I don't like getting voicemail.
Makes you uncomfortable. My cube is right next to yours, and somebody leaves you a message, you feel very uncomfortable checking it. Almost, I don't know why.
I don't feel uncomfortable as much as I just hate it. I hate the process of having to dial the phone. I hate having to type in my code. I hate having to listen to it. And then if it's on my cell phone, a lot of times I'll listen to the voicemail, and then I'll hang up the phone, but the voicemail icon will still stay there. So I have to go back into the voicemail, listen to it again, delete it. And then the phone's here. You have to listen to the whole thing before you can delete it.
No, you don't.
I can't figure out a different way.
You press 3, then 6.
Oh, I just waited and waited and waited and pressed 6.
Yes.
But actually, I don't like, people know not to leave me voicemails in the most part, because I always associate voicemails with something bad going to happen.
Somebody's gonna yell at you if you walk in and you see your light blinking. I'm in trouble for something.
I always feel like it's something bad.
Well,
most of the voicemails left in my life have been negative.
I advise everyone, if they don't want to talk to Bart here at the company, to leave me a voicemail. I'll gladly converse with you.
Here's my message right when you call me right now.
Sure.
Here's my message right now.
You've reached the voicemail of Bart Winkler, program director, morning show host, K107.1, also at KFIZ. Obviously, I can't get to the phone right now. If you could please leave a message.
So it's okay,
I will be
right?
able to respond to you quicker in most cases if you email me. I'd appreciate that. Bart@K107.com. Again, Bart@K107.com. Thank you very much.
So okay. I direct them to my email. Now,
yes.
I also have what my old one used to be,
okay,
which I was told to change.
What did it say? Are we going to hear it?
I think we should.
Hey, this is is Bart Winkler, K107.1 and KFIZ. I can't make it to the phone right now. Please do not leave me a message. I will not listen to it. I will not respond to it. I will not call you back. It can be reached. Email bart at k107.com. I'll probably get back to you within the next 5 minutes if you email me. But do not leave a voicemail. I appreciate it very much.
Did that come from the corporate suits here?
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mornings with Bart, K107.1. We play your music. And for one last time, a little trivia here on K107.1. Wayne Bass.
My name is Wade, W-A-D-E. Big Al, remember that? W-A-D-E, Wade Bates.
Big Al.
Coincidentally, I think I came up with Wayne Bass.
Wayne.
Oh, no. Oh, sorry.
I no, Wade. I'll call you Wade, but I just want to make it clear that I did come up with Wayne Bass, I think.
Wayne Bass.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Herb.
Bigger.
Bigger.
Dawn in studio as well.
Hello.
Hi. All right. We've played trivia over the years. A lot of fun stuff. We are going to play some Mornings with Bart trivia. Here's how it goes. Dawn. There is a point for each question.
I forgot to know which. You got to ask which category this is. Is there a theme or is it just
it's
general
all
trivia?
Mornings with Bart trivia.
I'm like trying to cover my answers. Like, Wade's wouldn't want any of my answers.
A lot of it is personnel related issues.
Oh, Wade's gonna win.
So
the answer is Rose Stricker.
One, two, Rose. Yeah. We're gonna do point for each.
Steve Chase.
And then there will be a tiebreaker at the end if needed.
Okay.
Mornings with Bart's been on the air for 4+ years. These questions are taken from that time. Question number one. What was the name of Craig the Cruise Planner's business?
Are we writing these all down and then are we going to reveal at the end or can we just...
We'll go one by one.
Okay.
A popular guest in 2011, Craig the Cruise Planner. What was the name of his business?
I always lose. I look like I'm so dumb.
Well, at least, I mean, you're not being quizzed on something that you were selling every day for 4 years. So
it wasn't my client.
Perception is reality, Dawn.
Wasn't my client.
Are you good? Please lock it
in.
Yeah,
locked in.
Locked in.
Locked in.
Dawn, I guess I'll start with you for it will be the most humorous. What was the name of Craig the Cruise Planner's business?
Sunshine Travel.
Sunshine Travel. Wade, I'll go to you.
Was it Cruise Planners?
Cruise Planners.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And Al, correct?
Cruise
same
planners.
To you. Yeah.
Hey, you notice the witty host actually gave us the answer in the question?
Yeah, I know.
What?
Yeah.
Craig the Cruise Planner worked at a place called Cruise Planner.
I didn't even work here at that time.
It didn't even.
Why?
Oh, that's a great name. Is he in business anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah. We don't know.
No.
Just move on.
Yeah. Whatever.
This is a nice week, Dawn. This
I'm
is a
sorry.
Nice
I'm sorry.
Week.
Okay.
All right. Question number two. During my tenure as program director, which K107.1 DJ never made a live appearance on Mornings with Bart? During my K107.1 program director tenure, which K107.1 DJ never made a live appearance on Mornings with Bart? I'm talking in studio and live.
Ooh.
Question is worth 1 point. Mornings with Bart Trivia on K107.1. We good?
Locked in.
I'm locked in. I don't know.
Dawn.
Candace?
Candace is correct.
Oh! Woo!
Candace
finally!
Is correct.
Yes!
Ah, dang.
Wayne?
I had Candace, too.
Candace and Al?
I had Nick Thomas.
Nick Thomas. Oh, that's incorrect.
Nick Thomas hosted a few times.
Yeah, Nick Thomas co-hosted.
Yeah, but it wasn't, like, on with Bart, though.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I had Nick in to co-host a few times.
Yeah.
Shucks.
But that was a Candace. Guess. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't confident.
I knew that
answer.
One.
You know what's sad? And if Candace is listening right now, this is going to sound really bad. I almost forgot about Candace.
You know what's amazing?
Did not even cross my mind. I'm sorry, Candace.
Bart, I really liked the Rick Dees co-hosting morning and also Casey Kasem before he tragically passed away. Oh. Those are great shows that you did.
We're doing that. That's how it's going to be. Okay, that's fine. Sure. We'll continue here with the trivia. Austin Simon was introduced during each of his appearances with what WWE Superstars theme music? So each time Austin Simon was on the show, we introduced him with a particular wrestler's theme music. And I'll give you a hint. This wrestler is someone who I also thought I was going to be talking to one day before I found out I was pranked by a DJ in Cincinnati.
All right. Yeah, that just confirms it for me.
Don.
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold
Steve Austin
is your guess, I assume.
Well, I have it down.
That's what you have down?
I do.
Nice work, Don. Nice job.
Wade and Al, obviously, by your reaction, have the same.
Yep.
How did I know that? I will never know.
That was a great moment in Mornings with Bart history.
So Wade's got them all. Al just has one.
I got
two. Two, and Don has
three.
Oh.
Yep.
I will not lose to Don.
Oh, boy.
I've got two more questions.
Okay.
This first question is worth a possible 3 points.
Oh, boy.
I've had three interns on my show. Name them. Three interns on my show throughout the years, starting in 2011. Name them. Wow, the
don't make me go
faces.
First either.
All right, well, Al's writing feverishly. I'll give you 15 more seconds. Wade seems to have not written any name down.
Nope.
There's a real obvious
There's only one.
One
that's made an impact. The rest of them are all meaningless.
You got that one at least?
I got that one, yes.
Does anybody put any names down? I just totally made some stuff up.
All right, 5 seconds. Three. Okay. All right, Al, we'll start with you.
Oh, sure. Drew, obviously.
Drew is one of the names.
So we get 1 point for that?
You all have Drew?
Yes. Did you write it down?
I wrote down Drew.
All right.
Was Austin, like, officially an intern?
No.
Okay, then no. I wrote Austin, and then I did not have a third.
You know, these other interns should be embarrassed that nobody remembers who they are.
Did you have a name?
No, Drew is the only one I can remember. I had no idea.
I didn't know if Al was an intern at one point, so I put him.
Really?
I didn't know.
I think
you were.
I was at Drew status for a while before.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can give you a hint.
And I put Will. I couldn't.
For the first one to guess, the first one to say the name after I give a hint.
K107.1.
And that's just
the
typical screw up. It's nothing new to the show. Going out how I came in. All right. We'll edit that out. One was a girl, and she was here the first summer that I was here, and she was a daughter of somebody that works
yes,
at
Ashley.
Works at,
Ashley.
No. Her dad works at Holiday. No, her dad works at Holiday.
She was an intern here.
Her brother and her painted the outside of the building. Yes,
first
but,
name.
Dana.
Dana, yes.
You brat.
Wade,
I gave you all
Dana,
the hints.
It doesn't matter. It's how you finish.
I'm still
sorry,
friends with
sorry,
her, too.
Sorry, people at Holiday, so am I on Facebook. Sorry, Dana.
The other one was a gentleman. He now lives in Florida. He was probably the best-looking person to ever
Colin
come
West.
Through on this show. He was the one that would go out to gas stations
yeah,
and
that wasn't his
give
name?
People $25 prizes. His name was not Colin West.
No, was it Will?
It was not Will.
Not Willpower.
He also shared the name of one of my brothers.
Brent Bart.
Brent.
Got it.
Brent the intern.
Wade, another point for you. Well
this
done.
Is all pre my... My
honestly, I don't remember what Brent looks like.
I do. I was mixing him up. I thought could have sworn.
Was he the one?
Well, Drew was cute too. The other Drew.
Oh, the other Drew.
There was another Drew that I remember.
I'm calling shenanigans on that question.
Why?
Dawn and Wade have both been here longer than I have, and would know the history.
You knew cruise planners, and you said you weren't here, so obviously you're a listener.
Because Bart has referenced it numerous times.
All right.
In my time here.
All right, so Dawn has 3, Alice 3, and Wade has 6.
Ugh.
The next question is worth 10 points.
There's still hope, Al.
10 interns that were here.
You have to be the closest without going over. How many Ask Bart questions were from real listeners and not taken off a prep service that I use? Called Wise Brother.
Did you look this up?
I know this. I know this exactly. Closest without going over. And the closest of you will get the 10 points. How many Ask Bart questions? Again, we do it every day. And every day I say this is from a real listener. But how many were actually from a real listener? Dawn and Al, you guys are at the bottom, so we'll start with Al.
2.
2.
2 is my number.
We'll go to you, Dawn.
1.
1. And Wayne.
I said 1.
1.
It's probably 0.
How many Ask Bart questions were real? 3 is the correct answer.
Al is
the winner.
Hey.
All right. Okay.
10 points.
And you win the game.
Now he wins.
Comes back. I don't even know any interns.
3 of them were real.
Yeah.
The rest were just not real.
They were not.
Well, they were real, but they weren't.
I read them off an actual computer screen.
Right, right.
Or you made them up 2 minutes before we went on
the air.
Or we made them up.
Yes.
Yep. Or I took something from my daily life and attached somebody else's name.
Bart did it quite a bit, actually.
Yes.
We did a really good job of not offending any of these hypothetical people, though.
Right, which is why we were able to trash them as we did.
Exactly.
Before we would never hear from it. All right, well, thank you for playing. And
is there a trophy that I can take home?
I think you're getting a trophy. Relax. You're getting the trophy. Are we all good?
We're good.
Okay. Well, if this is your last appearance, well, then thank you.
Have a nice life.
Thanks.
That's how we'll go out. Thanks, Wayne.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.